Welcome, welcome to The Intersection on this Wednesday night. How you doing out there? Hope you're having a good day. We had some pollen or something in the air here in North Texas, and my eyes were itching and burning, and my nose was running. It was just, ugh. What? I guess it's that time of year. Ragweed, grass, pollen. It's a hard time for me. But, here we are. Well, interesting things going on. I don't know if you watch Lawrence O'Donnell. I do. And news broke this evening on his show from his guest, who is an attorney representing many of the victims of Epstein and Maxwell, that book, the famous book with the birthday book, is available for subpoena, and it could be asked for at any time. It could be subpoenaed by Congress. And so, probably something will happen tomorrow, I'm guessing. Except for the House has just dismissed itself, so it didn't have to vote. But the Senate could bring it up. And the Senate could subpoena that book. The Justice Department could subpoena that book. It can be gotten. And so that was interesting news to learn. But one of the things that Lawrence O'Donnell talked about that I think doesn't get covered as much as it should is what the victims are going through and what they went through. And to have all of these memories dredged up over and over. And this time around, from what this attorney said, you know, the victims are feeling like they've been left out altogether. Like nobody has even thought of them. And when you think of, you know, there was one person who testified, you know, it started when she was 14 years old and it continued till she turned 18, and then she was too old. And we learned about, you know, one of the victims had been abused by her grandfather since she was 4. And, you know, we learned that all these victims, the way that they got to them was that they knew that these young girls were already having trouble at home and, you know, needed to escape. And that was something that Lawrence O'Donnell pointed out. That was how the priests that were going after kids. Oh, hair. Oof. Charlie's here. Hi, sorry. I hope you weren't waiting too long.
No, I just joined.
Okay. I didn't say, but I was talking about on Lawrence O'Donnell tonight how we learned that book that the Washington Post article was about.
Mm-hmm.
No, Wall Street Journal article.
Yeah.
It can be subpoenaed. And the guest on Lawrence O'Donnell's show tonight said, "Who to subpoena?" And that it could be that is that the book is with the estate, and so the attorneys representing the estate, all you have to do is subpoena them, and he told them what the names of the attorneys.
Yeah. So, are they going to do that?
I'm sure. Rokon. Well, the House has dismissed itself, but
yeah,
the Senate's still in, and all they have to do is make it happen there in a Senate committee.
Well, we'll see.
It's interesting times we live in.
Yeah.
But
that's one way to put it.
Yeah, we shouldn't forget about the injured, the abused, the victims.
Right.
I think it's important to keep them in mind. And, you know, of the three that were witnesses, I guess in Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, two of them are dead already.
Wow. Well, I hope she's got some kind of people watching out for her so she doesn't have an accident.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Well, we don't have anybody else to play with, and my normal thing to do with that is just to go, well, yeah, let's just go for Geek Out.
Okay, yeah. I'm surprised that, well, we'll see. Maybe he'll be on later. Alan was on Alex's show, so.
All right. So we're looking for four films that feature fraternities or sororities.
Well, of course, Animal House is one.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. And what's the one with the girl sorority with
the house bunny?
The House Bunny, yeah. That had Anna Faris in it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's three. What's the fourth one?
All right, we need one more.
Well, wasn't Tom Cruise in a fraternity in Risky Business?
No, he was still in high school.
That was high school. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah, because the recruiter for Yale or Harvard or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Stanford could use a man like you because he came and set him up with a hooker.
But there's a bunch of them like that.
I
guess Weird Science was high school also.
So yeah. Yeah, most of those John Hughes were high school.
Yeah.
Come on. Revenge of the Nerds 2. There's kind of been
that's two.
Yeah.
We'll give that two movies then. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That gives us four. Fine.
Yeah.
All right. Two true crime reenactment TV shows.
Well, that's not one of the. I'm not really a big fan of true crime shows, so
I'm not either.
What about To Catch a Predator? Wouldn't that be true crime?
I guess so.
That's the only thing I never did watch that. So
neither did I. But well, It's sad. We can't even come up with two
Yeah.
between the two of us. All right. Two books by an actor. Enter Laughing.
Yeah.
And which is Carl Reiner, and Wishful Drinking, which is Carrie Fisher.
Okay, well, that wasn't the one where she talks about her mother and stuff, is it? I thought that was Postcards from the Edge or something. Postcards from the Edge was Carrie Fisher's thing where she talked about her mom, Debbie Reynolds, and stuff.
Oh, well, no. Wishful Drinking, she talks a lot about Paul Simon and how you know, her family tree, and how these two members that went down off different branches were interested, and they wanted to know if it was okay, and so her response was, "You're related by scandal." But I just remember that you're talking about, it quoted a lyric that was about her, speculate who had been damaged the most. That was me. I think I win that one. she says something to the effect of, if you can get Paul Simon to write a song about you, do it. He's very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I was thinking about that a while back, how just what a spectacular songwriter he is.
Oh, yeah.
When you go and the genres that he moves through and the complexity of it all, and the poetry of it all. I don't think there's anybody better. I you know, for a while I was thinking it was Carole King, but no, I've changed my mind. It is definitely Paul Simon.
Well, he was more prolific, I think. He wrote just hundreds and hundreds of songs. So.
Yeah, I mean, he recently came out with an album called Six Psalms.
Wow.
I mean, you know, he's touring with Edie Brickell right now.
Yeah, I'm not up on current news, so I wasn't aware of that. Yeah.
Here comes Wayne.
Well, I listen to Simon and Garfunkel songs even today, 50 years later. You know, I've got my CD that I listen to. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, well, some of my favorites are from his solo stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, just because, especially because my allergies have been acting up today, Paul Simon has a song on his Hearts and Bones album that, called Allergies. And there's a line in it, "We get bit, from what I can see of the people like me, we get better, but we never get well."
Yeah.
I love that. And then there's
I love that Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Scarborough Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, what was Sound of Silence?
Oh God, that's a classic, one of the best songs ever written.
Mm-hmm. He Was My Brother.
Mm-hmm.
A Church Is Burning. But you know, You Can Call Me Al. It's just a fun. You know, Graceland, what a great song.
Yeah.
Diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And they're just
Oh,
such
the
unique.
boxer. I don't know if you ever listen to the words of that closely. I mean, that is just one hell of a song.
What?
The boxer.
Oh, the boxer. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I learned to play guitar, that's one of the first songs I learned.
Oh.
And it's one of the very first songs I learned to sing while I played it on guitar.
Wow. I never learned to play the guitar, so didn't have a chance to sing while I was playing on the guitar.
Like my sisters before me, I started out learning to play the piano, and I just never really got into it. But then I, at 14, I picked up the guitar and started taking lessons. And I stuck with it for a while. I haven't played it in years, but that one just felt more comfortable. Plus, like you can't take a piano camping.
Yes, that's true.
It would look weird to pull out a piano at, a campfire.
Not to mention, it will take up a lot of space in your tent.
Right. Wayne, how's it going?
Okay. Guess you're talking about what, Simon and Garfunkel?
We're talking about Paul Simon in particular.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe one of them died or something like that. But
No, we
brother,
just, I don't know how we
no.
got on
Well,
that.
so the geek out question was two titles by an actor, two books by
Oh,
an
yeah.
actor. And
That's how we
one
got
of
on it,
the,
yeah.
I came up with Wishful Drinking, which she did a special, it was Carrie Fisher, and she
Carrie
did a
Fisher,
special,
yeah.
and she talked about Paul Simon. If you can get
Okay.
him to write a song about two, do it. He's very good at it. Shall we continue with this, or shall we switch to the trivia questions?
Oh. Well, how do you feel, Wayne?
I'm not sure what the alternative to the trivia questions were.
A geek out,
A
where
geek out?
you try to come out with a number of songs or TV shows or
Oh,
movies or.
I get it. Okay.
All
I
right.
don't
Keep going with this.
know. Yeah, what the heck? We'll do it for a little bit, see how much dead air we can come up with.
All right.
You've been pretty good before.
Four bands or performers that have played at Lollapalooza.
Have no clue.
No clue. I am.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Red Hot Chili Peppers have. And what are some new kind of punk bands?
Again, I'm just
Yeah.
current stuff.
Alternative.
I
Yeah,
new
current
bands, I
stuff,
have
yeah.
no
I'm
idea.
gonna say Nirvana and what's another grunge band?
Long is,
Huh?
I said, how long has Lollapalooza been going
It's
on?
been going on a long time. I'd say at
I guess maybe
least
Kurt
when.
Cobain played there for a time. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Probably. Yeah, I think long enough for that. Maybe Spin Doctors? I don't know. Nobody's looking it up.
No.
I say they were there. All right. Six actresses who have played royalty.
Royalty. Well, Grace Kelly was royalty, but of course, Helen Hunt played the queen. Helen Hunt. Helen Mirren played the queen of England, so that's one. And who played Diana?
Yeah, who played Princess Diana?
Yeah, that's royalty, so that's two. Somebody must
Oh,
have played
Katharine
Brienne
Hepburn.
Burnett.
Katharine Hepburn. She played
Yeah.
royalty. Oh, and Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews, yeah.
All right. I think we got it.
We got four or five anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that's good enough. All right. Two biker films.
Born to be Wild.
That was the name of a film?
That's a song. He's talking about
Okay, I'm Easy Rider, I
Easy
think. Easy
Rider,
Rider.
yeah.
Yeah,
That's
Easy
one, yeah.
Rider.
And, well, The Lincoln Lawyer, there was a bunch of
What was
scenes
the
about
one,
biker
Wild
gangs.
Hogs or something like that? With
That
the old
sounds
guy?
familiar, yeah.
Tim Allen was in it. Yeah. All right. Four TV shows on which paranormal activity appears.
X
Oh, of course.
Files,
X-Files,
yeah.
yeah.
Bewitched.
Bewitched, yeah.
I Dream of
And I
Jeannie.
Dream of Jeannie, yeah. And there's got to be more. There's tons
Oh,
more.
The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
Yes, that's
Yep.
another one. Yeah, that's four. Yeah.
All right. Two characters from Les Miserables.
I've never seen that movie, so I have no idea.
No, nobody.
No.
I saw it a long time ago. I don't remember. All right. Six wind instruments.
The trumpet, the
Okay, that's one.
saxophone, that's considered, I think, a wind instrument.
Clarinet, flute. Yeah.
Clarinet, flute. There we go.
Piccolo.
Piccolo.
Oboe. Oboe,
Oboe.
yeah.
There you go. All
That's six.
right, that's
Yeah.
six. All right, four lifelong celebrity bachelors.
Warren Beatty.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, yeah.
Louis Black.
Oh, I didn't think about it. Oh, yeah, I guess he's never been married. Yeah.
And we just need one more.
One more. Well, can it be a bachelorette? I mean, Katharine Hepburn never got married.
Okay, that works for me. right. Two films in which a character gets a makeover. Clueless.
Was the movie about the girl that was a real nerd or whatever, and that and does have makeup, and they show her coming down the staircase going to prom or something, and then this nobody can believe how gorgeous she looks. Oh, what
Oh,
was that? I forget.
I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah. Well, let's think of some. Well, there's lots of other movies where people got makeovers.
Yeah. Oh, Auntie Mame.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey. That's due. All right.
Okay.
Four Star Trek characters.
Spock,
Spock, Kirk,
Captain Kirk, Sulu,
Sulu,
and Chekhov.
Chekhov. There we
Well,
go.
how can I forget Uhuru? Jeez.
Yeah.
Where's my brain at?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Oh, we left out bones.
Yeah, bones. Yeah, well, you only asked for four. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
Of course, there's bones there, Scotty. Yeah, we want, you can keep going.
Yeah.
Yeoman Rand. I mean,
the girl with the beehive hairstyle.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name. But...
That was Yeoman Rand, the blonde.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's the only. That's just from the original series. There's all kinds of characters from the other ones, from Next Generation.
Four books in which hell appears.
Book in which hell appears. Well, of course, there's Inferno by Dante.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
What's the one about selling your soul to the devil? Well, what is that called? Ah, I ain't getting old. But there are other ones. What was the one? Damn Yankees? Didn't something happen to do with hell?
Yeah, that's true. Damn Yankees. But was that a book before it was a movie?
Oh, now that I didn't know. I was just thinking of.
I know. The movies would be much easier.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Four songs about things being on fire.
Smoke on the Water.
Okay. Yeah. Fire and Rain.
Fire and Rain, yeah.
I'm on Fire.
Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire.
There we go. I think that's four. All right. Two restaurants owned by actors. Hard Rock Cafe. That's one.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know who owned restaurants.
Kenny Rogers owned a chicken place. What was it called?
I don't remember what it was called, but now that you mention it, I remember him owning one. So
yeah. But, all right. New card. Okay. Two live action puppet films.
The Muppet Movie.
The Muppet Movie and Muppet Treasure Island.
Yep.
Oh, of course there was Santa Claus Is Coming to Town and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer too.
Yep. Yeah.
All those Rankin and Bass ones that they were either animated or they were puppets. All right. Four fictional businesses on TV shows.
Well, Bob Newhart was a bed and breakfast owner on the Newhart show.
There you go. What was the business for The Office?
Office Space, is that one? I can't think of what it was. What's the name of that?
The Office.
Oh, Your Office. Okay.
No, The Office is the name of the show. Yeah,
The Office.
That show. Okay.
And then, well, there's other ones. Carrie Mason was a fictional lawyer on a TV
Cheers.
Show. And Cheers. Oh, yeah, Cheers. The bar, yeah.
All right.
I think that's four.
Yeah. Yep, I think we got it. All right. Two books by Kurt Vonnegut.
Slaughterhouse-Five.
Oh, man. I read all of them.
Yeah, me too. Tales from the Monkey House. Does that sound like a title? Something about the Monkey House was one of the books.
There was, I want to say, like Bluebeard or, God, I can't believe this. And there's one obvious one that we are missing
Yeah.
that there was a movie about.
They made it into a movie, yeah, so
Yes. And I don't know why. I cannot think of it. All right, let's move on. Four songs about money.
money, 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 money.
Monet Monet. Tax Man.
Tax man, yeah.
Um,
Oh, there's so many
money
of
can't
them.
buy me love.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And that's four. All right. Six careers that Barbie had.
Oh, she's a nurse.
She was president.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's an astronaut.
Astronaut, yeah.
It's three now. Surely there was somewhere where she was a model.
Yeah, she was a makeup company executive.
Ah, yeah.
All right. Four
Oh, we had all
films.
kinds of, we had about 15 Barbie dolls in my house, and then your two daughters, you know, they were all over the place.
Well, I had mostly hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
So we had a Barbie and a Midge and Skipper. I got a Skipper 1 year for Christmas. All right. Four movies in which Bill Murray appears.
Groundhog Day.
That's
Ghostbusters.
Stripes.
Stripes.
Scrooge.
Wasn't he in Stripes?
Scrooge, there's a good one. What'd you say, Charlie?
I said Stripes. What did Wayne say?
Scrooged.
Yeah, he was in that.
Scrooge,
And then
Scrooge.
I was saying Stripes.
The
He was
Man
in.
Who Knew Too Little.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that one where he was in Japan?
I don't remember. I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, well. All right, I think we've got it. I
Yeah.
think that's well over four. All right.
Yeah.
Four TV shows canceled after two or fewer seasons.
Oh.
CPO Sharky, a Don Rickles TV show.
Yeah.
Firefly.
Firefly,
Yeah,
that's the one I was
yeah.
trying to think of. Yeah. Those should have been canceled.
Pushing Daisies.
Pushing Daisies, that was a wonderful show.
Brain Dead.
Brain
Oh,
Dead
yeah.
should have gone on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
me too.
that was funny, yeah.
It was so good. All right. Where are we? Two books published posthumously. Oh, Letters from Earth was posthumous, published posthumously, for Mark Twain. And Mostly Harmless was posthumously released, which that was Douglas Adams. All right.
Well, I'm sure the last Perry Mason movie book was published after Earl Stanley Gardner died, so but I don't remember what the name of the book was.
All right. Two books, and I'm sorry, two white rappers.
Eminem.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg. Oh,
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice.
Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark, yeah.
Marky Mark and Vanilla Ice. Six Asian actors. Well, just saw one.
Lucy Liu.
That's fun, Lucy Liu. Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh,
Just saw
Maggie
her.
Q, Michelle Yeoh.
I think, have we got six
I can
yet?
only think of women for some reason. But there are guys too, man.
Who played Miyagi?
Oh.
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita.
Pat
Yeah, he's that,
Morita,
yeah.
yeah.
And
And
then, yeah.
oh,
And of course,
and
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
Asian.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee, yeah.
All right. I think we've covered that.
Yeah. At least six.
All right. Two movies about events that took place in the Bible. The Ten Commandments.
Yeah, Ten
Yeah.
Commandments.
Godspell.
Samson and Delilah.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
There you go.
Yeah. That's four. What? I mean, how many do we need?
Two.
Oh, okay. So we got that covered.
Yep. All right. Two TV shows with an acronym in the title. MASH.
Ah. Yeah.
About Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Uncle, Man from U.N.C.L.E., yeah.
CSI.
CSI, yeah. How could I not get that? Of course, NCIS is the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Six male lead character names from books.
James Bond.
Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer,
Tom Sawyer, yeah.
Hercule
Hercule Poirot.
Poirot. Two more.
Well, of course, Perry Mason. Somebody.
Abraham, Isaac,
Yeah.
and Jacob. All
Yeah.
right, we got it. All right. Four all-female singing groups or bands.
Spice Girls.
The Bangles, was that one?
The
Dixie
Bangles,
Chicks.
the
Dixie
Dixie
Chicks,
Chicks,
yeah.
the Go-Go's. That's four.
That's four, yeah. Of course, there's the Destiny that Beyonce started out.
Destiny's
Destiny Child that
Child.
Beyonce started
Yep. And the Pointer
in.
Sisters,
Supremes, yeah.
Andrew Sisters.
Yeah.
That's a lot of them. All
Yeah.
right. Four British royals.
Of course, King Charles, Queen Elizabeth, Prince William, Prince Henry,
Harry.
Prince Harry. Why did I say Henry?
As Princess Kate
Kate, yeah.
and Princess Meghan.
Meghan Markle, yeah. Yeah.
All right, that takes
We have
care
Prince Philip, who passed away. Of course, Queen Elizabeth passed away. So.
that. Yeah. Six movies with a diner or malt shop scene. American.
Well,
Go ahead.
I drew a blank all of a sudden. I wondered that inspired Happy Days. What was that called? The one
American
with
Graffiti.
Grand American Graffiti, yeah.
Footloose.
Footloose, yeah. And, oh, come on. That's a
Okay.
classic scene of the teenagers hanging around at the.
I think the Wraith. Who was in? What you call it? The guy from Two and a Half Men.
Oh, what's the one that's kind of Twilight Zone-y? Where they go into the TV and they're in a black and white 50s TV show town.
That sounds like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, but it's not the Twilight Zone. It's
Outer Limits?
No. It wasn't a TV show.
It was a movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was a movie. I can't think of the name of it. I can just see it.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name. All right. Two characters from The Office.
Jenna? Is that one of them? The girl?
I guess so. I didn't watch The Office.
I never watched The Office either.
Same here, yeah.
I think we're gonna, that answers that. All right. Yeah. Two titles in which the narrator dies. Two books in which the narrator dies.
Yeah, that's not very often that happens, but yeah. I feel like we were just talking about one movie where that happened. Based on a book, yeah. I'm drawing a blank.
I am too. Wayne, you got anything?
Nothing, no.
All right, moving on. Four bands or groups with numbers in their name.
Was Dave Clark Five or something? Wasn't that one?
Dave Clark Five.
That's one. There you go.
Four Tops.
Four Tops, yeah. Blink 152 or 182 or whatever it was.
There you go, Blink 182.
182, yeah. Well, that's four. You got any more? There's plenty more.
Jeez. Oh, that's all you need, just four. Excuse me. Four names of cell phone models.
Name what?
Four names of cell phone models.
Nokia.
Samsung. Apple or iPhone.
Apple, whatever these are called.
iPhone.
What are the other models that everybody has?
They got
smartphones.
Google Pixel.
Motorola.
Yeah, Google Pixel's one, but that's not the one I was thinking of.
Motorola.
Yeah, Motorola makes. Yeah, you're talking about models. Yeah, Motorola.
All right.
That's four. So.
Yep, that's four. Okay. Two movies about astronauts. Space Cowboys.
Yeah, and The Right Stuff.
And Apollo 13.
Yep.
All right. Two holiday TV specials.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
And The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Yep. I love that one.
Yeah.
All right. Four child detectives.
Nancy Drew was a high school kid, so I guess that's a child.
Yeah, Nancy Drew. And what were the two brothers?
Oh, the Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Boys.
Mm-hmm. And Veronica Mars.
what's the one with the little girl? Matilda.
Matilda, yeah.
All right.
And she was really young. She's like 10 years old, yeah.
All right. Four songs with a month in the title.
Back to December by Taylor Swift.
This one.
April Rain, is that?
That sounds like one.
I think that was the song, yeah.
Something January.
It's got to be a song about September.
There's
Well, there's a Kenny Chesney song called "The Boys of September," talking about football.
There you go. All right, let's call it good. 6 mobile phone app games. Pokemon Go.
Isn't Angry Birds one of those on the mobile phone?
Angry Birds.
I play Sudoku on my mobile phone.
Sudoku. I pick Candy Crush.
Oh, yeah. How could you forget that?
And Bubble Shooter. And Quartal, Wordle, Octurtle.
Oh, Wordle, yeah. Those, yeah, those are on every smartphone nowadays.
Yep. All right. Here we go. New card. 6 movies in which a non-fictional U.S. president is a character.
Well, one would be Wild Wild West, because U.S. Grant was, Ulysses Grant was a character in that movie.
Yeah, you know? Ulysses S. Grant, that's right.
It's got to be a Civil War movie where Abraham Lincoln was a character.
Yeah. There's lots of them, as a matter of fact. Lincoln.
Yeah. Lincoln's the name of a movie, yeah. yeah, he's a character in that.
There's also All the Way with LBJ.
Yeah. And, what was the movie? JFK.
JFK. Nixon.
Nixon, yeah. Okay, we got that covered.
Yep, that one's done. All right. 4 late night TV show hosts.
Start. Well, of course, Johnny Carson comes to mind immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
Stephen.
Who's been in the news lately is
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, I guess.
Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers and Jon Stewart.
And yeah. John, and Jay Leno was in late night talk show. Yeah. And David Letterman.
Yeah. All right. 2 book titles by Mary Higgins Clark. I don't read Mary Higgins Clark. Do either of you?
I've only read about 50 of her books, and I can't think of a single title. Well, I love Mary Higgins Clark. Yeah.
If you can, I sure can't. Can you? Wayne?
No.
All right.
A bunch of them have been made into movies, especially Lifetime movies. You know, there's so many, I just can't remember a name.
All right. 2 rock operas.
Tommy.
And Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
There's also Listomania with The Who. Ah. That was good.
Quadrophenia by The Who.
Yeah. All right. 4 types of foreign currency.
The pound.
The pound. The kroner.
Mark. Mark.
Mark.
Yen.
The mark, yeah.
Yen.
The real.
Oh, that's 4. All right.
Yeah.
We got it. All right. four World War II films.
Saving Private Ryan.
Patton.
Patton, yep.
Stalag 13.
Yeah.
The Great Escape.
The Great Escape, yeah.
I think we've got it.
That's four.
All right. Yeah. Four TV bosses. Mr. Tate.
Yeah. And Lou Grant on Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah. Yes. Two more.
George Segal on Just Shoot Me.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I don't think that was the character's name, but it was played by George Segal. So I'll allow.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Can't come up with his character name right now.
And Perry White on Superman is the boss.
Okay, there you go. All right, we got it. All right, two books by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
The Hound of the Baskervilles.
That's one.
Oh, come on. There's a whole bunch of Sherlock Holmes movies and books. So.
There's Shadow something. Something about Shadow.
Hmm. Jeez. Where's my Google? I got a ton of them in my library. Of course, I'm not at home, so I can't even go look.
All right. Two songs about school.
School's out for summer.
That's the first one that came to my mind, too. Smoking in the Boys' Room.
Yeah.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
All those high school songs, all songs we danced to in high school, they're all about school. What the heck?
There's a local Denton band that sings a song about high school, and I'm trying to remember what it's called.
Well, there's a song by Taylor Swift called 15 about, you know, high school students.
Okay. All right. I think we got it covered. Oh, we only need two of them anyway. Yeah. All right. Six United States vice presidents.
Henry Wallace comes to mind. Harry Truman. Richard Nixon, Al Gore,
LBJ,
yeah, Joe Biden,
Joe Biden, yeah,
yeah.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Two movies in which a character is in a wheelchair.
Rear Window.
The
character was in a wheelchair looking out the window and sees the murder.
What's the one with Steve Martin and Meatloaf?
But I have a suggestion from the gallery here. Forrest Gump.
Oh, there you
Lieutenant
go.
What's his name was in a wheelchair.
That's right.
Gary Sinise's character.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, that covers it. All right. Six fictional TV towns.
Riverdale. Oh, no, I'm right. That's not TV. That's comic books. Well, I guess it's TV too. There's a TV show called Riverdale.
Yeah. Okay. Then there was the Archies, and there were a lot of TV shows about
that. What's the one the cyclist was filmed in? That was a fictional city. Let's see.
Sicily, a northern exposure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was fictional. That's three. Metropolis.
There you go. Is
fictional. And Gotham City for Batman.
Right. I think we got that covered. All right. Four books that take place in France. Les Misérables.
Wow.
The Man in the Iron Mask.
Wow.
Three Musketeers.
Oh, how could I forget that one? Wow.
Have we got it yet?
I think there's three. We didn't you ask for four?
Yeah. Anybody got one other? More?
Well, the big part of the book Timeline by Michael Crichton takes place in 1300 France.
Okay. So. Works for me. All right. Two songs in which a police siren is heard. Disco Inferno, I want to say. There's some song. Fire.
Hmm.
Oh, what's...
I cannot think of a single song. I know there have been many.
I know there's a couple of good disco funk songs. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Like, right. There are some songs about high school dances gone wild where the police were called. High school parties.
Four U.S. Olympians.
Oh, okay. Michael Phelps.
Was it Greg Luke? What the hell?
Luganis?
Greg Luganis, yeah. Carl Lewis.
Simone Biles.
Simone Biles, yeah. And Mary Lou.
Mary Lou Retton. All the figure skaters, yeah.
Nancy Kerrigan, yeah.
Nancy Kerrigan and who? I mean, there were so many. Oh well.
Yeah.
Peggy Fleming, did we say her?
Peggy Fleming, yeah. Oh, I remember her with her hairstyle that everybody had to have.
And Dorothy Hamill, because I had to have.
Oh, Dorothy Hamill was the one that had the hairstyle that everybody had to have, but Peggy Fleming was also a nice skater, yeah.
Yeah. All right. This last one, actually, we don't really even have time for it. So, I'm just going to... say goodnight to you, Charlie, and to you, Wayne. And I hope you have a good evening. And remember, it isn't what we know that gives us trouble. It's what we think we know that ain't so.